is important, but maybe just how you did it, the different ways, defensively, offensively, sticking together, kind of a long checklist of good things.
Yeah, I thought it was a good win. You know, I thought we did a lot of good things. Obviously, special teams was great. I thought Stu was a rock back there for us. Penalty kill did its thing, and 5-on-5, we were solid, I thought. So a lot of positives, but it just counts as one win, that's all. Got to be ready for a big one Sunday.
When you look at the defensive side of the game, you guys spoke of this morning, can you maybe describe a little bit of what you did better defensively along with Stewart to have that kind of result?
I thought the track was great. I thought our D had great gaps. When our track gap game is on point like that, we're a real solid team. You know, we're solid to play against. We break pucks out well. We don't spend much time in our D zone when we're tracking like that and gapped up and breaking it out like that.
Hyman, two more goals tonight. I mean, obviously had the huge jump in production during the season, not only carrying that over, but ramping it up during the playoffs. Just your thoughts on his tenacity in these three games around the net and things like that.
Yeah, I thought we've had good performances from a lot of guys. I thought everybody tonight was really, really good. Obviously Zach is always around the net, and he's always going to, you know, be there to bang those in, and, you know, he gets us going on a big goal and a great play for Mac, and you know, it's a big one. You know, getting the first one on the road in their building, that's big. And you know, credit to him. He's always willing to go there and pay a price, and he's done that so far this playoffs.
Another big night for the power play. But what role did the penalty kill have in terms of propelling you guys forward and sucking their energy down a little bit?
Yeah. You know, as a guy who spends a lot of time on the power play, when things aren't clicking, it can be frustrating. And our kill did a great job. You know, I thought they were flying around the ice, not allowing them to get set up. And when they were set up, we were doing a great job of being in lanes. And sometimes your best killer's got to be the goalie. And Stu was there when he was asked.
Would it be difficult to pick out just one thing about Evander Kane's night, or were there just a number of things that he did well this evening?
I thought he was great. He makes a huge play on the 2-0 goal. Great play to Leo there. We come through their neutral zone, which has always given us headaches, and you know, we found a way to get through there with possession. And you know, he makes a great play to Leo to get another big goal. He was around the net. He was tough to play against. You know, he was everything that is asked of him.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.